One of Rhode Island's grand assets is the millions of gallons of water that flow every day from the Scituate Reservoir to the sinks, bubblers, and bathtubs that serve 60% of Rhode Islanders. In a state with a serious inferiority complex about so much, our water is the boast of a small state. We have some of the nation's most plentiful, cheap, and clean water. Yet, as is the case with other precious resources, Rhode Island needs to move now to protect what we have and prepare for the future. The Providence Water Supply Board controls the reservoir and the treatment and piping systems that deliver pure water from communities in the East Bay to the Patuxent River watershed. Begun in 1915, the reservoir by the mid-1920s flooded a natural bowl at the headwaters of the North Branch of the Patuxent, creating the largest freshwater body in the ocean state. It was the wellspring of clean water for the capital city's growing population and the linchpin for the development of the industrial powerhouse that was Rhode Island in the years between the turn of the 20th century and World War II. The system has worked well for almost 100 years. Now comes a reckoning. The Scituate Reservoir and its surrounding forests and watershed have been well protected and maintained, but the miles of underground pipes that feed the system have not. The rotting and sediment-clogged pipes need to be replaced to plug leaks and guarantee a free flow of pure water in the future. Rhode Island's water infrastructure problems are hardly unique. The Federal Environmental Protection Agency, in a survey released last week, has determined that almost $400 billion in improvements are needed between now and the year 2030 nationwide to preserve safe drinking water for almost 300 million Americans. Providence built and has long maintained the reservoir, but city government gets nothing from this asset. Because of political controversy that harks to the 1980 governor election between then-Mayor Buddy Cianci and then-Governor Joseph Garrahy, the city is barred from using the water system as a revenue source. Now that the system needs major upgrades, the Providence Water Supply Board has scant choice but to ask for fairly steep water rate increases to pay for fixing or replacing the miles of pipes, much of which lies under city streets. The cost of this upgrade may be as much as $500 million. The Water Supply Board has asked state utility regulators for permission to raise residential rates by 24% and the wholesale rates it charges other systems for Scituate water, including the Bristol County Water Authority and the Kent County Water Authority, by 32%. The new money would be used largely for the pipe work. There's probably a better way to handle all this. Under legislation pending in the General Assembly, the state's larger water systems that draw from Scituate would be merged into one large utility to be called the Ocean State Regional Water Authority. There's wise precedent for such an entity. Until the Narragansett Bay Water Quality Commission was formed in 1980, the communities along the upper Narragansett Bay treated the bay as an open sewer. The Fields Point Treatment in Providence and the Buckland Point Treatment Plant in East Providence poured 65 million gallons of poorly treated wastewater into the bay every day, polluting our state's premier asset and killing the shell fishing industry. Since the Bay Commission took over, Narragansett Bay has gotten noticeably cleaner, shell and sport fishing has come back, and there is even a nascent oyster fishery. A merger of our water providers would also consolidate many of the more than 100 water systems that serve our state. Our speck of a state is overrun with government and quasi-government agencies, more than 150 pension systems, 70 fire departments, and water systems so tiny that some serve just a few hundred customers. If you think this plethora of public agencies, some that date till colonial times, is serving Rhode Island well in the 21st century, we bring you to the bankrupt Coventry Fire District. A new consolidated water authority would also have the virtue of shifting the current Water Supply Board employees from Providence's stressed employee pension system to a new pension program that would be solvent and financed from water customers. There has been one hearing on the rate increase so far, but no one from the public showed up last Wednesday. There's another hearing June 18th at the Providence Public Safety Complex. It's time for citizens and their representatives to take notice instead of taking the clean water from their faucets for granted. Nothing is forever if it isn't maintained.